Welcome back, explorers. Myself, Lila, and my sisters,
Willow
and Piper
Banks, are going to tell you about our exciting and incredible vacation to the Great Smoky Mountains National Park in Tennessee and North Carolina.
Yes, we are. The Smoky Mountains is just a very eventful place to go, full of many fun activities that are affordable and have views that never end. The mountains are such a pretty sight. We knew how much fun this trip was going to be just on the drive down. There are so many local places to go and so many activities to do outdoors.
Before we tell you all of the many activities to do in the Smoky Mountains, we want to talk about some of the history that has happened in the Native tribes that have settled at the Smoky Mountains long ago.
Ew, history. If you know me, I hate history, okay? But I have to talk about this. So, the National Park was established in 1934 in North Carolina and Tennessee. And a fun fact is that the park is over 520,408 acres.
Wow, that's huge.
I know.
It's the 11th biggest national park, I think.
Yeah. You're probably wondering how the park can be in two states at the same time. It's in two states because the mountains extend to both Tennessee and North Carolina. Also, something you probably didn't know is that North Carolina owns more of the park. They own 60% and Tennessee only owns 40%.
I find it crazy that North Carolina owns more land. I didn't even know the park was in North Carolina.
Yeah, same. We'll share a little more history, sadly, and then we'll review the trip with you. So, the Cherokee Indians were the region's first settlers. Also, the park got its name from the Cherokee Indians because they saw thick fog on the mountains and thought it was smoke. And another cool fact about the history of the park and the Cherokees is that the Cherokees' original name for the Smokies is Shackanaugh, which means place of the blue smoke.
I think the fog is magical. I hope it is.
Ooh, magic? Count me in.
Sorry to disappoint you, but it's not. The fog in the Great Smoky Mountains comes from high elevation and vapors from the plants and trees that are on it. The vapors may look like smoke to some people.
In 1926, President Calvin Coolidge signed a bill that established the Great Smoky Mountains National Park. The expectations for the park were focused on the wildlife and the animals who live there.
I'm so glad President Calvin Coolidge signed that bill.
I know. We wouldn't have been able to go on this adventure if he did not sign that bill.
Enough with President Calvin Coolidge. Now let's talk about something very interesting.
What, history? Because history is not interesting. Food is. In fact, does anybody want Chick-fil-A?
No, I don't want food, and history is very interesting. Okay, now let's get into it. So there were some European settlers who moved to the mountains in the 1700s. Also, because two states own the park, both Tennessee and North Carolina donated $300,000 to create an official park.
Now we want to tell you about the activities we did in Tennessee and in the Great Smoky Mountains. My favorite activity in Tennessee was Dollywood because it was such a family-friendly place and was full of many activities to do. And not just roller coasters, they had food restaurants, theater shows, and gift shops. And it's a theme park represented by Dolly Parton.
I was so excited. We actually got to meet Dolly Parton. And we got her autograph, too. So cool.
I love Dolly Parton. She's the best singer ever. Totally my idol.
Yeah, same. As soon as I got there, I understood why people gave it such a high rating. The bathrooms were clean and the employees were so nice. And also, another reason why it was so enjoyable was that I could enjoy it for an affordable price to have fun and eat.
My favorite activity was the Anacostia's Rail Runner Smoky Mountain Coaster. It was about $17 for the day, and it was so thrilling. I got on this little seat at the top of the mountain that had a lever controller. And then they sent me down the mountain so fast, I thought I was going to lose my lunch. It was so much fun for everyone. The trail had the most beautiful nature and wildlife I'd ever seen.
Yeah, that was really cool. I thought I was going to lose my lunch, too.
A very good activity to invest in is the La Conte Cabin. We arrived there by hiking. It was so much fun. The outdoors were so amazing, and you really are able to experience the wildlife outside. We were able to see different types of sights. It's a great getaway and a perfect vacation for the family. The hiking is a workout, but totally worth it. It was so cool and worth the trip. I totally agree with the great reviews.
We saw so much wildlife, and I loved all the animals.
There are so many wonderful local places to eat, which was a great addition to our trip.
Before we get into the food, my favorite, I have to rave about the views to you. Everywhere you look, you see a breathtaking part of nature, and it was just so beautiful. You saw mountains steaming and the fog on them. You saw lots of bulbs there, too. And bulbs are hills with grassy areas on them full of plants, and you saw hundreds of trails. In fact, the park had over 800 trails in all. And lastly, there are so many rivers and streams. The water was so refreshing. And back to the food. My favorite food of the whole entire trip was the pizza.
OMG, it was so mouthwateringly good.
We went to Mellow Mushroom. It is the perfect pizza choice for everyone.
Willow and Lila think the way I eat pizza is so weird, but I think it's normal.
It is weird. You take the cheese off. That's the best part.
I don't know why they put the cheese on it in the first place. It's so disgusting.
Guys, stop. You'll live.
All right, sorry.
Back on topic. The pizza cost around $10 to $25.
That was my favorite pizza restaurant ever.
We also visited a place called Pigeon Forge. It was so colorful and very unique.
I like the topsy-turvy buildings. They made me feel like I was off balance and sideways.
Yeah, it was so odd and amazing, but very cool. The colors of the buildings were all amazing, and the buildings were very interesting because some of them were upside down. I had a headache after looking at those buildings.
We also got to see the Titanic Museum. It's near Pigeon Forge, and it was an epic part of history.
Ew, history again. You guys are nerds. Get to the good stuff.
I like the huge ship. It's so cool how many people can fit on it. The history behind it is so cool, the sinking ship. And we're not nerds.
Piper, you are such a nerd and you know it. But, okay, another memorable place to go for a great adventure is the island in Pigeon Forge. It is so affordable and full of fun, exotic places to go. And the fireworks were amazing and had incredible colors.
Those fireworks were so bright and loud.
If there's not any good weather, I could recommend going to Ripley's Aquarium.
It was so much fun. I love the sharks.
Yeah, and it even had an underwater tunnel you could walk through. Like, it's crazy. There are mostly sharks, but I did see some fish.
Yeah, before they got eaten.
Haha, very funny.
No, that really happened.
What? Wow.
You could have a shark swim over your head.
Now let's talk about some of the features of the park. It has over 100 types of trees.
Wow, that's a lot of different kinds of trees.
On the other hand, there are changing elections, which means the weather changes very frequently, and that allows there to be many plants and animals that are able to live there.
That was a lot of talking. I'm thirsty.
Let's get drinks and food. I want pizza.
No, I don't want pizza. What about Chick-fil-A now?
Well, what's with you and Chick-fil-A?
It's so good.
Let's get pizza.
No, I changed my mind. I agree with Lila for once. Come on, Willow, grow up. It's 2-1. We win, so I'll go order.
Okay, girl, sounds great. That's all we have for the Smoky Mountain vacation, guys. Stay tuned for our next adventure. We will have a vote online to ask you guys what the next trip will be. We love you out to the Grand Canyon National Park or the Haleakala National Park. Have a great day and keep exploring.
Guys, keep exploring and don't eat pizza weird like Piper. Don't tell her I said that.
Ugh, I heard that. It is not weird. You're weird. So stop it. Okay, guys, bye.